Hey, everybody. Bees with Ben. Got a brilliant, brilliant, different episode today. Now, obviously, we know that bees make honey, and this honey is this absolutely beautiful, magical, sweet ingredient. But do you know that you can eat bugs? That's right. Eating bugs is high in protein. And I'm lucky enough to have Sky Blackburn from the Edible Bug Shop online. Thank you so much for your time, Sky.
How are you?
Awesome. I'm super pumped that you're we're doing something a bit different, you know, talking about bees and obviously the honey. But this is, I'm super excited to have you on talking about obviously this new, what was it, new? Tell us all about it. We want to hear all about, actually, no, you know what? We're going to hear about you. So how did you get, I'm so excited to talk to you. So how did you get into it, obviously, with the insects?
Yeah, so ever since I was a little kid, I've been fascinated by creepy crawly things. Like I was that weird kid at school that had bugs on their desk, and like I took around the when we did peer support, I took around the smaller children to go and collect bugs, and would give out prizes for the best bug, kind of like a real life Pokemon Go episode. But when I went to university, naturally I wanted to study entomology, but I quickly realised that in Australia there's not a lot of jobs in entomology, so I did a degree in food science as a backup because there was a shortage of food scientists at the time. But those two, you know, degrees that I've got, the combination of skills that I got from there kind of leapt me forward into this accidental career that I have doing edible insects. So I actually started my business doing education. So we still do education all around insects and the importance of bees and all the different kinds of pollinators and how they go in our food system and different kinds of things that are made out of them and the importance of their life cycles in our ecosystem and how they're food for other animals and all that kind of stuff. We actually go out to schools and do incursions about them.
Awesome.
So we were doing a pet and animal expo, and I was kind of trying to think of something a little bit unique to get people to come over to our stand, and we'd just come back from Thailand. So I made these little lollipops that had real bugs on the inside, and we made about 1,000 lollipops.
Yep.
And within about a couple of hours of this expo, we had sold out, which was fantastic. But the weeks after, I was getting calls from marketing companies and the newspaper and a lot of lolly shops and gift shops saying, "We heard about your bug lollipops. Can we stock them?" So I just went, "Oh, yeah, sure, we can make more." But because I was a food scientist, I knew that we had to get proper nutritional labeling for the back of packs. So I sent away some crickets and mealworms for nutritional testing in the laboratory. And when I got the results back, I was just like, wow, why does nobody eat these as food? They're just so nutrient dense. And I felt I had the perfect combination of skills to convince people that eating insects was a good idea. And that was about 14 years ago, so quite a long time.
That's awesome, Scott. Now, I must say, had we gone to the same school in the same class, we would have been boyfriend, girlfriend. Because I was exactly the same. We would have been
you
hanging out.
You were the guy with the bees, yeah.
I was the guy with the bees and the bugs and the lizards as well. So that is that's so cool. So you started this 14 years ago as a business. So you're based in Sydney, is that right, New South Wales?
Yeah, we're in Sydney. Yeah.
Sydney, awesome. And so 14 years ago, so this is where it all started. So when did it really take off? Because you were a couple of years ago on the Shark Tank.
Yeah, I was actually pregnant with my third son. So that was 6 years ago now. So that was quite a while ago. But we're actually on the first season of Shark Tank, which was really awesome. It was a fantastic experience that got to teach us a lot about our business, because we got to look inside the business to, you know, pitch to the sharks in a business-like way. So we had to know all our facts and figures and all that kind of stuff. And it was fantastic for edible insects as a whole, because we got all this fantastic advertising.
Yes.
So if you can remember, in the lead-up to Shark Tank, they had ads for about 3 months, what's the new snack for the cricket? And it was crickets, it's a cricket.
Which
was fantastic, because it got people kind of learning a little bit more, because we're all about education. So learning a little bit more about edible insects and why they're important in a sustainable food system.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And so going on to the Shark Tank, so tell us about that experience. So you've decided, okay, let's apply to be on, because a bit of a process in there. You've got to go through a couple of loops and so forth. Is that right?
It's great. Yeah, yeah. So we actually got approached to be on the first season. So you do an application and then you go for an audition. And then you have like a psychiatric evaluation as well.
Oh, wow.
And
really?
Yeah. So or just, yeah, because they can actually edit with any kind of TV show, they can edit it any way that they want.
Oh.
So I guess, you know, if they wanted to put a negative spin on things, then that's something that they can definitely do. But we're really fortunate that we got a positive spin on our story. On the show, it actually takes, and it goes for about 3 minutes, but we're actually there for a couple of hours pitching to the sharks. So it's very in-depth. So you have to know all your stuff. Yeah.
Really?
You have to know all your stuff. We were there all day. Filming was all day. But we're in the shark tank part for about a couple of hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Wow.
And in the end, on the show, we ended up accepting an offer from Janine Ellis,
yes.
Who's the Boost Juice lady. Yes. Going into it, that was kind of the only person that I wanted to accept
of
an
course.
Offer from.
Yep, yep.
But after the show, we kind of didn't feel like it was a good fit for us. We declined the offer. We didn't end up taking it in the end. But in saying that, Janine was still really supportive and, helped us through some of our, we were going through a little bit of rebranding and stuff like that at the time. So it was still really a really worthwhile experience for us.
That's awesome. That's got, I like the fact. So you decided to say to Janine, you know, so you accepted the offer on TV, but then afterwards you thought about it and gone, you know what, this is maybe not the way we want to go. And you decided to, okay, not have Janine on board.
Yeah, yeah. But in saying that, she was still really helpful. So
yeah, awesome.
It was still good. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. That's awesome. That's really, really, really cool. And so obviously once when that went to air, what's it, 6 years ago, you would have been crazy. The phone running off the hook, emails coming through would have been absolutely crazy for you.
Yeah, definitely. And even just recently, I think maybe it might have been 2 years ago now, they've just put all the old episodes of Shark Tank on YouTube. So it wasn't available on YouTube before. And now we're getting heaps of people that are calling us saying, I've just seen you on Shark Tank because it's just been released on YouTube yeah. recently. So, which is fantastic. So we're getting people from all over the world purchasing our products because of these amazing videos that are out there now.
That is so cool. I love it. And now I'm going to put it in the show notes, your website. So that's the ediblebugshop.com.au. So I'll put
yeah, so we actually yes. have, that's our old website. So we actually have a brand new website. So during last year, we were lucky enough to be able to have the opportunity to rebrand our products, which is something that we've always wanted to do. But all of us are scientists, so we never really knew how to do that properly. So we're actually accepted into this amazing program called the Mars Chink Seeds of Change Accelerator Program. So they select some food businesses and they kind of help them in ways that they need help. So whether that be like supply chain, product development, and we kind of went into the program and said, we really need help with branding and marketing. So that's just what they did for us. They've completely rebranded our retail range and we've got this this amazing new packaging. So the new retail brand is called Circle Harvest. So you might have seen it in retail stores. So normally it's in like specialty grocers and health food stores and some supermarkets as well. And that's all of our products that are made using invisible insect proteins.
Cool. Awesome. So circleharvest.com.au. I'll put both of those in the show notes so people can check them out. And what about Instagram and Facebook? You're on both those too?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So Facebook, if you just search for Bug Shop, it'll come up. And then our Instagram is at Bug Shop.
Awesome. Okay, fantastic. So I'll put those in the show notes. Everyone can check it out because it's so cool. I love this. It's very different, very unique. And I'm sure some people are absolutely creeped out by the idea. But then there's also this curiosity in there.
Yeah, definitely. So when we first started doing this 14 years ago, people weren't really aware about the importance of alternative proteins in our future food system. So when we were going to events, there was like this huge force field around us for people that like they didn't want to come near us just in case. I don't know what they thought we were going to do to them, but they really didn't want to engage with us. But now it's fantastic because, you know, with social media and podcasts and things like that, people get to learn all about the importance of their food choices and they're looking at different ways for themselves to be more sustainable, to eat more nutrient-dense foods, and edible insects really ticks the boxes when it comes to those things. So it's fantastic that now when we go to shows, we get invited to go all to all of these wonderful places. Like we, not last year, the year before, we actually got to go on the Women's Weekly stage for at the Royal Easter Show, which is a really big deal because we were on stage with like Steggles Chickens and the Sydney Fish Markets and Buller Ice Cream and here's the Edible Bug Shop, and we're in there with crowds of thousands of people teaching them all about the amazing world of edible insects, which it's fantastic to see everyone's focus on food change over time. And now that people are much more educated, that they're looking for things like edible insects to include as part of their diet.
Yeah, exactly. That's because as you mentioned, so they're nutrient rich and really high in protein.
Yeah, definitely. So if you've got something like a cricket protein powder, that's around 70% digestible protein. Wow. But it kind of undersells it a little bit because a lot of people talk about it as an alternative protein, but it's not just protein. They're actually full of other good things. So, for instance, there's heaps of calcium and iron and phosphorus, potassium, magnesium and manganese and zinc in there. You've got heaps of omega-3s and B12s. You've also got a complete amino acid profile. They're high in good fats, low in bad fats, and they're low in carbs. So it's kind of like a little superfood in a little package.
That's awesome. And so if you're a bodybuilder, this would be the perfect like protein snack to really build those muscles, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So because it's a bioavailable form of protein, you're not just like with some other forms of supplement kind of things that you can get, your body isn't designed to digest those types of proteins. So even though it's 99% protein, most of that is just coming straight back out your body and not getting used. With the type of protein that's in insect protein, it's actually really good for your gut and it gets digested a lot easier.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And so regards to the insects, so it's the mealworms and the crickets. Are there two species that you produce?
Yeah, those are the main ones. We do some other species in smaller numbers, but those are mainly for restaurants. So like a chef will come to us and say, look, we're looking for something unique for our menu in spring or in summer, or like what can you do? So then we'll breed a small amount for them. But definitely in the large numbers and things that you'll be seeing on supermarket shelves would be the crickets or the mealworms.
Okay. And what were the other species of insects you breed on small amounts, Skye?
We breed things like different kinds of grasshoppers, giant water bugs, scorpions sometimes, and a few different kinds of ants.
Interesting. It's interesting you mentioned about the scorpions because in China, just out of Beijing, there's a little, in English it's called Stick Street, and everything's actually sold on a stick, and they have things like, silkworms. So it just reminded me of that when I was doing some travel a few years ago, and everything's on a stick and it's called Stick Streets. But there was, like scorpions, tarantulas, silkworm, pupae and all that type of thing, which is brilliant because on a sustainable point of view, to produce – you know, kilo for kilo, say mealworms to beef, lamb, pigs, it is so much more sustainable way of actually eating a protein or eating a food.
Yeah, so if we have if we're producing cricket protein, we actually take fruit and vegetable waste from food production processing, and you know the ugly fruit and vegetables that don't make it to the supermarket, and we make that into feed for our insects. So that means that we're using a waste product that would normally go to landfill. We don't need any additional kind of food or supplements for them the way that we've done things. And they don't need a lot of water as well. So if you replace just one meat-based meal a week with a meal that uses crickets as your source of protein instead, you actually save over 100,000 litres of drinking water a year. So that's about 4 swimming pools full of water. They don't produce as much greenhouse gases, because their digestive system is quite short, so they're not farting a lot. And we don't take up a lot of space, so we actually convert unused warehouses into cricket protein farms. So that means we're not taking up any arable land, so we can still farm like grains and legumes and things like that on the land.
Wow, that's so cool. And talk us about your facility, because I used to, when I was young, breed like geckos and little small lizards, dragons and that type of thing. And I used to breed mealworms, the normal mealworms. And then I think there's a giant mealworm as well. I've forgotten their scientific name. Yep. And the crickets. Now, it's very labor intensive too, because you've got these cycles. Everything's like timing in regards to eggs, the stages, gotta make sure they don't, the adults don't predate on the eggs or the younger ones. So it must be a really full time job keeping a, you know, 7 days a week, because you just can't stop and go, okay, we've worked, you know, Monday to Friday, the weekend, we're going to have off. You really got to be on top of that, don't you?
Yeah, and it is all the time. So how we actually do it is to make sure that we're using the space really efficiently. We have these specially designed tubs that can stack on top of each other. So we're not just using the floor space. We're kind of using the space above the space as well. And you don't want to overcrowd them, because then they can start to cannibalize each other, which is something that you don't really want. To keep them really happy and healthy, we keep them at around 30 degrees Celsius and relatively high humidity, because that's kind of what they like. So if you imagine going inside the cricket farm, it's kind of like going to Bali in the middle of summer. It's very hot and it's very humid and it's very, very noisy, if you can imagine all those crickets making a noise at the same time. But that means that they're happy when they're making that noise. So it makes me a little bit happy when I hear it as well. But it is very labor intensive. So that is kind of reflected in the cost at the moment. But as we scale and as more people kind of adopt eating insects as part of their everyday diet, then the price comes down. So the price has come down quite considerably, even over the past like 5 years. So we're actually moving into a larger facility this year, which will allow us to implement some technology that we've been developing for a very long time, that helps us clean and feed and monitor the insects using robotics and artificial intelligence, which will bring down the price even more, which is absolutely fantastic that we've got to the stage where we have enough people that are purchasing edible insect products to make our dream that we've been working on for such a long time a reality now.
Wow, that is so cool, Sky. I have robot technology to help, you know, breed the crickets. And can you tell us a bit about that, or is it a little bit Secret Squirrels type thing?
The robots are just doing kind of cleaning and feeding and monitoring of the insects. So, which is the main thing that people used to do. That was kind of the most labor intensive kind of things that we would do in the past. So it's fantastic that we can take that labor out, which is obviously the highest part of the cost. And we can get some help from our robot friends to do that instead.
That is so cool. There's like a mix between this sort of primitive thing of eating insects, because I know in Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, they eat wasp and bee larvae as a very rich source of nutrition and for general wealth. So it's this real primitive, and they've been doing that for thousands of years. And it's this real primitive way of, you know, eating insects. But I love this way of actually having this technology of robots to actually do the cleaning and the mate. That is so cool.
Well, our bodies have actually evolved eating insects. So before the days of commercial agriculture, we would be hunter-gatherers. So part of our gathering would be gathering of different kinds of insects. So when commercial agriculture came into play, that means that we didn't need to hunt and gather as much, because all the food that we needed was kind of readily available. So now that we're able to produce insects on a commercial scale like this, it kind of makes sense to move back to that way, because we actually have enzymes in our guts that are there to digest the types of proteins that are in insects. So why shouldn't we be eating them? And I know that it does sound kind of primitive, but what we actually do is we make food ingredients with them. So if you think about having like powders, oils, paste, and we have like a milk kind of product that we have as well, that are all made using the proteins that are found in insects, but you can add them to familiar foods that you would eat every day anyway, but it just makes them more nutrient dense. So there's no little wings or antennas or legs that you'll find in there. Okay. So if you have like a bag of corn chips, for instance, you've got a bag of cricket protein corn chips. It's actually got more protein than an egg in it, and it's got about 20% of your RDI of B12 in it. It's got about half of your daily intake of iron in it. So you're kind of making what you already love in a more nutrient-dense way by adding these little invisible ingredients to them. So you can have 2 slices of toast in the morning, and that's got half of your protein intake for the day, and you're getting all of your omega-3s, and you're getting all of your amino acids as well. you could have a tub of non-dairy yogurt that we make using the cricket milk, and it's got four times the amount of calcium as regular cow's milk in it. So it just kind of makes sense.
It is. You're making me hungry talking about all this food, Sky. I haven't had my breakfast yet. It's making me hungry. Now, what about, obviously, the one thing people, you know, are all going to be, well, some people are going to be creeped out, going, oh, it's insects, it's disgusting. But what about the flavour? The flavour's not, how would you describe it?
Yeah, well, different insects taste completely different to each other. So if you try the crickets by themselves, they have kind of a mild almondy kind of flavour to them. But if you add them to other dishes, they're kind of like tofu. They absorb the flavors that are around them. So you don't really get very much flavor out of them. Things like mealworms have more of a walnutty kind of flavor to them. And then you have other kinds of insects that have a lot of flavor. So you've got things like ants. And ants can vary depending on the species of ant that it is. So they have the texture of poppy seeds, but then they could have a lemon flavour, a strawberry kind of flavour, like a woody flavour or a lime flavour to them. So it's really different depending on the type of insect and what they eat, but we specifically chose the crickets and the mealworms because they have a low taste and a low colour and a low texture, but they're really nutrient dense and we can farm them on a commercial scale, which means that we can hide them in food, so the foods look and taste like the foods that you would expect, but it's a more nutrient dense and a more sustainable product.
That's cool. Awesome. And so circleharvest.com.au, I'll put that in the show notes. What about stockists? Like you mentioned, you're obviously overseas as well. So tell us where you could, you know, walk into a shop and buy some of these products.
So there's a lot of stores around Sydney at the moment where you can just walk in and buy things. So we've got Parizzi's, we've got Potts Point Providor, Forest Way Fresh, Maloney's in there as well. So it's a lot of like kind of specialty grocers and health food stores as well at the moment. But we are moving into mainstream grocers. So keep an eye on this space. We've actually got a stockist page on our website that will show you places that are close to you. And we always let people know on Instagram kind of when new stockists come on board. So we have a few new places that are coming on board, which means that you'll be able to get anything you want Australia-wide. If you can't get it, you can always go online and order things.
There's some awesome products. So just a couple for the listeners to hear. You know, there's cricket corn chips, saltbush and rosemary mealworm snacks, chili and garlic crickets. You've got obviously a cricket protein powder, lemon myrtle mealworm snacks. So you've got a really good little range. And you mentioned the prices. That's really well priced. For the amount of effort, and I know, as I said, I've bred a few, you know, bugs back in my day, it is very labour intensive. And your prices are great. Yeah, I mean, I reckon, they're very reasonable.
Yeah, and as well, when you're looking at the amount of nutrition that you're getting, you're actually getting more nutrition for the same price, if that makes sense,
yes,
as a traditional form of livestock. So you don't actually have to eat a lot of it. So, for instance, if you've got a tablespoon of the cricket protein powder, that's got 13 grams of protein in there. So that's quite a lot of protein. And it's quite easy to eat a tablespoon of cricket protein powder. And in there, you're getting like 100% of your RDIs. B12 and magnesium and zinc, you're getting about half of your calcium and iron and phosphorus and potassium in there as well. You're getting about half of your omega-3s, and then you're getting all of your amino acids. So eating a tablespoon, it'll cost you probably about $2.50 to $3, but then that's a lot of nutrition in your day.
Yes, yeah, totally agree. That's awesome. And what about, Scott, what's the best part of your job? What do you love the most?
We have a program where we go out to schools. It's called our Future Food Program. And this year it's fantastic because Science Week is all about food different by design. So we're gearing up for Science Week. I know it's not till August, but we've got a lot of interest for Science Week so far. And we've been running our Future Food Program for over 14 years now, which is fantastic. And last year I actually just got asked in an interview how many students we've seen come through our program, and I didn't know. So we worked it out, and we've seen over 1 million students in 14 years come through our Future Food program. So now I actually have adults that come up to me in the supermarket and ask, like, are you the bug lady?
The bug lady.
And say, yeah, and then say that when they were in, like, year six, I went to their school and taught them all about future food, and they tried edible insects, and now that they're adults and they can make their own food choices, they choose to add insect proteins and other kinds of alternative proteins as part of their sustainable diet. So it really, that's kind of the favorite part of what I do, is going out and teaching children about this, because those children will grow up to make kind of better food choices. And we find as well that when we see these children at events, they actually come up with their parents, and their parents are like, we've been hearing all about this.
Yes.
Since you've been to their school, they've been telling us all about this all the time. So it's fantastic that, you know, we can come and see you as well. So, yeah, I think that's my favorite part of my job, is getting to teach people all about sustainable foods.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Love it. And on the flip side to that question, obviously the best, but what about the worst part? Is there any bad parts about what you, you know, what you do?
Oh, crickets can be kind of smelly.
Yes,
so
yep.
Sometimes, say if I'm coming out of the cricket farm, generally I'll have to go and wash my hair and change my clothes and things like that. But yeah, like I love my job, and it's fantastic that I have such a varied job that I get to do lots of different things all the time and go out and see and meet all these different people and have these awesome experiences. And yeah, yeah, so it's not really that bad. If a little bit of smell's all I've got to complain about, then it's nothing at all.
Exactly, that's right. So you must breed a lot. So how many is it, like a kilo? You work on kilos of live weight, like crickets and mealworms? Is that how?
Yeah, so we will produce at the moment about 200 kilos of cricket protein powder every week. So that would be the dry product.
Wow.
And we're moving into a new facility this year, and we'll be producing about 10,000 kilos of cricket protein every week. So it's a big jump up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big jump up, but we've got the market for it now. So it's going to be amazing.
So as a live weight, that would be... What, I guess five times that weight?
So it's about five times that.
Wow.
That's in live weight, yeah.
Wow, that is awesome. That is absolutely, that is incredible. Absolutely amazing. Well, Sky, this has been the most amazing, funniest, coolest episode yet. So really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on board. I'm going to put those links in the show notes, and you're absolutely amazing. And I look forward to trying some of these too. I really do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sky. You take care. How cool is that, everyone? That was an amazing episode. I really absolutely love that. Sky is absolutely brilliant. So what I'll do is I'll put it in the show notes, all the links and so forth, to check it out, because, you know, it's the way of the future. You know, eating bugs is a really good, sustainable way. And it's not something that's creepy or weird. It's brilliant, because we've been doing it for a long, long time. So anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and give a review, because I just really appreciate your time, and take care.